This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
This Sunday marks 10 years since the completion of the Human Genome Project, something many people believe is changing medicine as we know it. Doctors are hoping that by sequencing the DNA of patients, they'll find new medicines and cures. But as Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports from our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, this new era of personalized medicine won't come cheap.
In theory, DNA sequencing can make it a lot easier and cheaper to fight cancer. Here's geneticist Les Biesecker to break it down.
When you sequence all the genes in the genome, you have the opportunity to identify not just the genes that are driving the cancer, but genes that affect how this man is going to handle the drugs that you're going to give him.
If that works, the guy avoids the cost and the physical toll it takes to basically experiment with other drugs. But, and this is big, the technology is so new, there's concern health providers will jump on test results that lead nowhere.
You could go down an absolutely wrong avenue. You know, you may start doing additional testing of other family members. That's when costs could get out of control.
Dr. Leonard Sender is the director of the Genomics Center at Children's Hospital of Orange County. He says it's up to doctors to exercise restraint as they begin playing with this powerful but risky new tool. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.